Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday, and what a newsy, event-driven day it is turning out to be. Overnight, one Trey Wingo, formerly of ESPN, reporting that the Packers and Aaron Rodgers have agreed that he can talk to the New York Jets, apparently. Rodgers having spent Monday in discussions with the Jets. Now we learn today that the Jets have flown out to California to speak to Aaron Rodgers and continue their wooing of the four-time MVP. No decision has been made by Rodgers yet as to whether or not he even wants to continue playing. But it sure sounds like the Jets are putting on the full court press, trying to persuade him to come to New York. The Packers obviously are ready to turn the page and start things with Jordan Love at quarterback, but the contract will make this thing interesting and does give Rodgers a ton of leverage. But interesting times, to say the least. The Jets offer Rodgers a really good football team, strong coaching staff, a lot of weapons to play with. Probably need some help along the offensive line, but you can probably bet with Nathaniel Hackett in the door, an ability to carve out and mold their offense to 12's liking. It's an attractive proposition, no question about it. We will see. We shall see how events unfold. One of the reasons I had to go early today, I've got something early in the evening, but if any news breaks later in the day / through the evening, I will come back live and chat with you all. In the meantime, it's good to see everybody here in the comment section. Hello to everybody. Stu is here. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Good to see. Adam is here. Kevin, what's up, Kevin? How are you? George is in here. George Costanza, what a handle, says he just wants it to end. I've seen that posited a lot today on my Twitter mentions. I get that people are sick of it, sick of the push and pull, the back and forth. All I can say is just keep scrolling. Doesn't hurt anything to just skip over it. I understand the headlines are always there and people are going to be talking about it, but nobody is making you engage with it. That's all I can say. Gary, thanks for Super Chat. Wendell wrote an interesting article on Cheesehead TV about possible Jets players who could be part of a deal for Aaron Rodgers. Is there a player you favor? Not particularly, just because I don't expect a player to be involved. I'm really appreciative of Wendell for putting that together, but I would be absolutely shocked if a player is involved in any trade compensation for Aaron Rodgers. I think one of the things they're trying to kind of suss out here, the Jets, I mean, is Aaron Rodgers' commitment level in regards to if he does end up in New York, how long does he plan on playing? Because I do think whatever that commitment is going to be pretty linked and locked in with whatever compensation they end up offering for Aaron Rodgers. I can't imagine they want to throw a player in that mix. But hey, crazier shit has happened. So I'm not going to completely dismiss that idea. Quinn and Williams. Guys, let's come back from La La Land because that ain't going to happen. John, thanks for Super Chat. Do you have room for 12 to stay at your place? I'm on the opposite end. I'm in Astoria, which is on like the exact opposite end of the island that he wants to be in. If he ends up with the Jets, he's going to be living in Jersey, most likely. Most guys with the Jets live in gated communities out in Jersey. Some very rarely, occasionally, guys actually do live in Manhattan, but that is few and far between, and I can't imagine he'd go down that road. He definitely don't want to live in Astoria, I'll tell you that. Abdul, thanks for the Super Chat. Aaron, do you think we can get their 13th pick? Again, I think it really comes down to his commitment level. I mean, it would be lovely if they could get a first-round pick, period. And who knows if they end up getting more than one pick, but the 13th, I would tend to think that's probably a little rich, and the Jets may not want to give it up, but they may need to close the deal with the Packers. The problem is, you know, without a real market kind of forming here, you know, we've obviously seen, you know, Carr go to the Saints, and people thought, well, that gives the Packers a little leverage here with the Jets, but the Jets can turn around and say, who else are we bidding against? You know, so I know people have kind of got it in their heads that the Packers are going to get some kind of monster haul for Aaron Rodgers, but I'm just not convinced of that. And I'm not even convinced they're going to end up getting a first round pick, at least not this year, maybe next year. But yeah, I'm not going to sneeze. I'd love to get the 13th overall pick for the Packers, but I just don't think it's a lock. What else we got here? Sam, thank you for the super chat. I'm really excited for Love to get his shot, but I'm also kind of sad to know this era is probably over. Is that weird? Not weird at all, man. I totally get it. And yeah, I think it's unquestionable that, you know, I think most Packers fans are going to be really appreciative and reflective if and when Aaron Rodgers does get traded. That is a monster chapter of our lives as fans. Kind of, you know, the book is shut on that. And to look back and reflect, whole lot of heartache and disappointment on the back end, obviously. Clearly, a lot to be, you know, thankful for and proud of and wish him nothing but the best in his new endeavor and his new spot. But yeah, I think Packers fans are going to be a little wistful if and when it happens, right? I mean, Aaron Rodgers has been a stalwart, has been an absolute megastar, not only in Green Bay, but across the league. I mean, a face of the league for so many years, residing in the smallest market in North America. I mean, it's been pretty amazing. It's been pretty impressive. And it is certainly going to be the closing of a chapter. And so I don't think that's weird at all, Sam. I think that's pretty damn normal, actually. Justin, when the brass is flying out, it's all but over. Love time. We'll see, man. We'll see. I know the Jets have a contingent out there in California that just landed, and they're on Woody Johnson's private plane, pulling out the big guns, so to speak. But I don't think it's over yet. Aaron holds too many of the cards here to lay down and say, okay, this is it, right? I think there are some twists and turns yet to happen. Eyes out for Lazard and Big Dog to New York. Kibbles, you're probably not wrong. Lazard especially. Big Dog, who knows? I know Aaron has said that he wants Mercedes to follow him wherever he ends up, and I do not doubt for a moment that that conversation will take place. But there's no guarantee that Big Dog's even going to want to continue to play. Maybe he retires. As for Lazard, I think that's a very real possibility. You know, I know they're about to most likely release Corey Davis. The Jets are. They're going to need help at wide receiver. They've got a good young stud wide receiver to pair with Lazard. So, yeah, I think that would make some sense. We'll see how that kind of transpires here. Abdul, thanks again. I saw a fifth-year option for Love is $20 million. Wouldn't it be cheaper to just re-sign him to a new contract this or next offseason? That's a possibility. It's done very rarely, but yeah, they could try to extend him. More likely, though, they will put that fifth-year option in place and see how he plays this year and then do an extension. I would suspect, most likely, somewhat similar to what they did with Rodgers. His first year as a starter, they ripped up, and this was before there were fifth-year options because of the CBA, but they ripped up his rookie deal and, you know, gave him a pretty significant extension after he had started, I believe it was 8 games that first year as a starter. So I think you'll see something similar with Love. I think, you know, the deadline for the fifth-year option is May 5th, I believe, and I think the Packers will exercise that. But before they ever have to, you know, pay it, I think if he shows that he's got promise and has the potential to be their long-term answer at the position, I suspect, yeah, they probably will get something done during the season so that they never even touch that fifth year. But long way to go. Long way to go before we get there. Panthers, Miami, maybe a second rounder or two for a conditional one in 24. Scott, I don't, you know, totally discount any of those possibilities. I think Miami is an interesting conversation piece only because of the owner. You see, I mean, you talk about a guy who has shown in Ross that he does not care and will pull out all the stops to try and make wild shit happen. Plus, it would hurt the Jets in the process. So, although, you know, with all that said, there's been absolutely no reporting around that, not even whispers. So we'll see. But yeah, I wouldn't dismiss the idea. As for, you know, the Panthers, you know, with Frank Reich in the building, I got to imagine, even if it's Aaron Rodgers, I got to think he's sitting there going, can we please draft a dude after what he went through with Indianapolis and the Colts and constantly bringing in, you know, end of the line NFL veterans at the position. I got to suspect he's hoping that they draft and develop someone. Although, you know, you could potentially sign Aaron or trade for Aaron Rodgers and draft somebody. That's a possibility, but that would be my suspicion there. But we'll see. You never know. Babs, I don't know what that's about, baby. I'll see you later. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. If Rodgers is talking to the Jets, isn't it likely that the trade comp has already been decided in addition to picks? Who are some Jets players you'd like? Not necessarily. I know, I think Rich Samini put it out there that, you know, because they were talking, permission has been given, and most likely there have been agreements between the Packers and Jets about compensation. But I got to suspect in this instance, because of the nature of the situation with Rodgers at the end of his career, the question about his commitment, I would suspect this is a bit of a special case. And I'm not saying it's impossible that they've agreed on comp, but I would suspect the Jets have really tried to kind of get an idea of where Aaron Rodgers is as far as his level of commitment prior to really solidifying compensation. Now, there may be some kind of framework in place, you know, an idea of, okay, this is a good start, but let's see what Aaron says first before we commit to it from the Jets side. I think that's probably more likely than anything else. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I was 11 years old the last time the Packers had a QB other than Favre and Rodgers starting a season. I'm 40 now. Love time. Dustin, you ain't lying. It's about to get real fun in Green Bay. Too old for this. Thanks to the super chat. If Rodgers goes to New York, how long before he hosts SNL? Hey, Kelsey did a great job the other night. Let's get Rodgers on the stage, baby. That'd be fun. Although, they did spend some of the pandemic making fun of him, so not so sure he'd be amiable to that. But you never know. Don Vito, thanks to the super chat. Next, total transparency. Do you think Love can be the guy based off your intuition? I do, but deferring to you. I can. I just don't want anyone to misconstrue this. Of course, it's the internet, and that's what people will do. But yeah, absolutely, Jordan Love can be, quote, the guy. But a big part of that is your expectation that the guy doesn't need to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know, I think the Packers can absolutely play a winning brand of football with Jordan Love at quarterback, and I think he can be the long-term solution at the position. But I know Packers fans have been spoiled with their level of quarterback play that they've been watching for the last 30-plus years, and it isn't always going to be like that, especially with a young quarterback becoming a starter for the first time, you know, extended first-time full-season starter. There's going to be growing pains. There's going to be lumps to take, and I just hope that people can remember that. But yes, absolutely. I think Jordan can and has the ceiling and the ability to be the guy in Green Bay long term. No question about it. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat. Any chance to get some cap relief through a trade? Not from Rodgers. Maybe with a guy like Savage or something like that. But I would suspect that's the chances of that are pretty minimal. Brett, thanks for the super chat. If Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets or stays with Green Bay, will that affect our draft? Brett, I talked about this a little bit with the folks over at Packs What She Said, Maggie and Perry. If you haven't checked that out yet, I highly recommend you do so each and every week because they have a fantastic Packers podcast. But I think ever so slightly, if they have guys rated in the same way, like kind of similar grades on two different positions, say, and they're about to be on the clock, I think they're probably going to defer to the guy who they think can come in and probably support their young quarterback right away if they do indeed turn the page and end up with, you know, Jordan Love as their starter. Maybe that makes, you know, a bit of a difference as far as who Brian decides to pull the trigger on. Mostly because if they were to trade Aaron Rodgers, it really constricts what they're able to do in free agency. It takes a good deal of their cap space away. And they may not be able to find answers in free agency there where they're going to need to turn to the draft and say, okay, we need guys who maybe, you know, as the Packers are wont to do, find a guy who played big time ball in a big time program who they feel can step on the field and help them from week one on, rather than, you know, a high upside guy, big time athlete who maybe doesn't have what they consider, you know, the pedigree or the ability to step in from day one and start for them. Maybe. And all of that is couched in a maybe. But more often than not, I think the Packers are going to usually, especially early in the draft, they're going to look at that as a long-term investment, as they always do, and look for that upside, because that's been their MO. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. You'll know it's serious when Rodgers reaches out to local ayahuasca dealers in New York City. Fair play. Fair play. Aaron Lambert, welcome to fourth place in the division. Aaron, are you a Bears fan? Are you welcoming us to your neighborhood? That's adorable. I mean, who knows? Maybe like anything's possible, right? I mean, if the NFL stands for not for long and the Packers could completely collapse. No question about it. I don't see it happening, though. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. Has Rodgers talked with the Packers since the retreat, or will he be speaking with them after talking to the Jets? Staying with one team still on the mind. Still on mind. Oh, you mean like staying with the Packers and like throughout the entirety of his career? Sure feels like that ship has sailed. However, from all indications, no, he has not spoken with the Packers whatsoever, other than his representatives getting permission to speak with the Jets and for him to speak with the Jets. So, yeah, as far as we know, nah, not since the retreat. Nothing between the Packers and Rodgers. Oh, what else we got? Am I watching Chelsea? Chelsea's on the TV right over in this corner, ladies and gentlemen. Of course I'm watching Chelsea. Please. Rodgers this, love that. I just want to know when we're resigning our real superstar, Keyshawn Nixon. It's a good question, Tyler, and I think, you know, this is the thing. They need that decision to be made this week when it comes to Aaron Rodgers because it affects the cap and what they want to do planning for the offseason. And one of those things is their ability to re-sign free agents, such as Keyshawn Nixon. So, yeah, I think he's got to be a priority, but we will see. I would suspect that probably gets done prior to next week's beginning of the new league year, prior to March 15th, but a lot of ball game left, as they like to say. Oh, Paul Heiser in here with the pragmatic take. Just because you interview with another employer doesn't mean you're changing jobs. That is correct, Paul. That is correct. However, this is a pretty special circumstance. Anybody like comparing or like drawing analogies between the real world and the NFL, it's just, it's a whole other ball of wax. It's just has one has nothing to do with the other. The NFL is such a bubble and a different world from the world you and I live in. Sir Alex, thanks for the super chat. If this is it and J-Love takes over, how long can we go without an MVP or Super Bowl win before the, quote, fans turn on him and want Rodgers back? Either way, go Pack, go, whoever QB1 is. Man, I don't know. It's dependent on which fan you're asking, right? I'm sure there'll be some right away who are just completely irrationally predisposed to hate Jordan Love and everything he does, and he'll need to win them over. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. Once that page gets turned, it's turned. And regardless of what happens in Jordan's ascension or kind of failures or what have you, they're still going to be, you know, post-Rodgers. And the idea of possibly getting Rodgers back is just going to be impossible. You know, and at that point, hell, it might even be like a year or two and Rodgers is retired. So, you know, I don't think there's much that Jordan Love can do in that sense. Robin, good question. Is Rasul suited to safety? I know we had an article about it on Cheesehead TV today, and I know some people have kind of drawn that arrow from that cornerback position to safety for Rasul. I don't know if I'm completely sold on it. I think he could be. I think, you know, don't tell me what a guy can't do. Tell me what he can do, and I think he can do it. But I don't know if that's like the natural progression that everyone seems to want to make it out to be. I know last summer he did play safety in camp, but that was because Darnell Savage had hurt his hamstring on family night and they were down bodies and they needed somebody back there and he stepped in. I don't know how realistic that was, like they were planning on training him for safety. But now maybe, we'll see. I'm not saying it's impossible, not saying he can't do it, but I don't know. Well, I think some of that will depend on what happens in the draft and throughout free agency and the offseason, what have you. And perhaps they kind of look for solutions prior to making that move. But we'll see, you know, we'll probably get some kind of indication when they do their first kind of full team offseason activities, because usually they'll line up on the field and you'll see guys in starting positions. And I'm sure the media will report on where he's lining up. We'll take Sauce Gardner in a first round pick. That's hilarious. And then we'll wake up. It'll be great. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Like I said earlier, if anything breaks overnight, later this evening, I will be back on live chat with you all. But in the meantime, please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and let your friends and family know that on April 3rd, the Cheesehead TV 2023 Pro Football Draft Guide will be available. It's our 13th year of producing this amazing piece of content for Packers fans, by Packers fans, everything you need to know about all the guys who are draft eligible. Make sure, run and tell your friends. It's going to be awesome. April 3rd, going to be a good time. Thanks a lot, everybody. Please hit like, hit subscribe. I'll talk to you guys soon. Go Pack Go.